Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I was not surprised. You're a very forward-thinking young man. Pleased to hear that I think you are where I am when it comes to the Browns quarterback situation.
Yeah, I want to know why Joe Flacco is still the starting quarterback for the Browns.
He's tall.
I mean, the whole idea behind Joe Flacco,
says
Nick,
no, you just went right by the one.
No.
He's a nice guy.
There you go.
He's a Pisces.
Have we already resorted to that? The whole just compliment the guy and talk about how nice he is and what a good dude he is.
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely
there. To mask the fact that he can't play anymore.
Yes.
Because that's what we do with coaches all the time. Oh, man, Mike Brown. What a nice guy.
Keeps getting jobs,
family
though.
Family man.
Yeah.
But you got to a point where you're like, not the best X's and O's guy. Not the best tactics. Hey, J.B. Bickerstaff, great guy. Great guy, a little fiery.
Can't really hear his voice a lot. He just kind of shouts it out there.
But, I mean, Joe Flacco, the whole idea behind him, Nick, was that you were going to get professional, competent, steady quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't going to be great, but you were going to get competent quarterback play that could help support a defense that was going to be one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
At least it would look like he knew what he was doing out there. At least the offense could function properly. At least the ball could move down the field on occasion. But if you're not getting that from him, why are you staying with him?
I don't think it's just about Joe. I think there's what he's being asked to do and that's counterintuitive to him. But something has to break. You either have to let Joe Flacco be Joe Flacco. So I'm not watching him in real time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not counting down the milliseconds on him seeing an open receiver and going, I'm going to throw to this running back in the flat here.
Right.
When you see that multiple times a quarter, when you're seeing a player that's been in the NFL for 15 years, he's a grown man. He might have grandchildren for all I know. When you're seeing him overthink it, that you either need to remove the impediment to his thought or you need to remove the player.
Yeah.
And almost protect the player from whatever war he's waging on himself.
There was also this whole idea of, well, Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. How are you going to sit here and say that somebody who is playing quarterback is bad as anybody in the NFL?
Yeah.
You know, throw out some of these guys that have struggled at the beginning of the season for certain teams, right? You can say Cam Ward for the Tennessee Titans. You can say Michael Penix Jr., for the Atlanta Falcons. You can say C.J. Stroud. Whoever it is that is playing poorly at quarterback, that's the conversation that Joe Flacco is in. He has been as bad as anybody in the NFL through the first three games.
And here's what kills me. Why can't the Browns see that?
I don't know.
If you can see it and I can see it, and by the way, you don't need to watch tape on it. Just watch the game feed. It becomes more apparent. If you watch the coach's film, it becomes shockingly apparent. And again, it's not that Joe is the worst quarterback. There are things around him that are making him worse.
Sure.
But the point is, the things that he's doing are exacerbating the issues on offense. So the Browns either don't see it, big concern, or do see it and are allowing it to happen. And also I think that concern. Might be the bigger concern.
Yeah.
Like when you, again, like Kevin is right-minded to say, hey, don't turn the ball over. But when you've drilled it into a player's head so much, somebody
but he's
who's
still doing that.
Yes. Without the explosive plays.
Yeah.
So he's turning down the explosive plays in lieu of, well, that might be a bad thing. So I'm going to check down, or I'm going to check out of a play on 3rd and 7 to a run to Dylan Sampson behind an offensive line that just lost your right tackle to a knee injury. And we have KT Leviston, who's been here for 5 minutes off the. That's what Joe checked into. All of, in this, listen, it's not all his fault. It isn't. But the things that he's doing, as I've said, are exacerbating it. And we'll go to the three things Dylan's supposed to do. And again, I'm not, this is, to me, it's about Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Dylan Gabriel honk.
No, you're not.
I
you're the opposite of that.
Yes. It would not upset me if somebody called me a hater. But here are the three things he's supposed to do. He's supposed to read the field quickly, which means he can get the ball out quickly.
That's right.
That's going to help offset the offensive line issues. Yep. He's more mobile, so that's going to help offset the offensive line issues, and he doesn't throw turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the fourth one. This offense is fit for him. Everything you're trying to do are the things he's doing, and they're not what Joe has been historically good at, where Joe needs to cook a little bit. He needs to break a couple eggs to make a couple omelets.
Well, here's the other thing, Nick. I think part of the reason why the Browns drafted him in the third round, for however he was rated, they saw something in Dylan Gabriel. And we can sit here and we can say, well, they don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Fair. And that might turn out to be the case. But this organization saw something in Dylan Gabriel. So we have to try and figure out, okay, what is it that they saw in him? I think one of the things they liked about him is his maturity, his readiness. He's 24 years old.
Yep.
He spent so much time playing quarterback in college football. Like, he was in college longer than some doctors, playing quarterback at the highest level and putting up numbers. So this whole idea that he might not be ready. Yeah, maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. How many guys are ready when you throw him in there? It's a select few. Do you think Brock Purdy was ready when he took over a great team in San Francisco and a bunch of injuries happened? So sometimes these guys get opportunities because the other guys get injured and they aren't ready and they're thrust in there because that's their job. That's what a backup you're called on when a team needs you for whatever reason and you have to go whether you're ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're not. And sometimes it is injury, but sometimes it's ineffectiveness. And if New York can look at their situation and say, Russell Wilson stinks, Yep. What happened against Dallas was a mirage. He's not helping us. He's not making the receivers better. He's not making the running game better. He's not making the offensive line better. He is costing us games with the way that he's playing quarterback. If the New York Giants can look at it and say, we would be better off with somebody else, in this case, Jackson Dart. I don't know why the Browns can't look at it and say, Joe Flacco has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL through the first 3 weeks. We drafted this guy with a top 100 pick. We like certain aspects about him, including his maturity and maybe his playing readiness. Let's make the switch.
I also think that too many people have fallen back on the cliche that the only reason you go to a whether it's a first-round quarterback, second-round quarterback, third-round quarterback, is his readiness.
The situation has to be perfect for him to go in there.
Or we've got to evaluate him. And it's like, no, there is the other avenue. Everyone's focused on, well, we're not in evaluation mode yet. No, the other way is, and this is where the Giants are. You're so good to point that out. The Giants need a spark.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who the backup quarterback is. If your starter isn't giving you that spark, or if they're exacerbating your problems on offense, that's the other reason you go to Dylan Gabriel. And it's such a over explanation of, well, but we're not ready to evaluate. No. You go to Dylan because you think he might be able to do the things to win games, because everybody else, let's say almost everybody else, is doing the things to win the game. And your quarterback right now is doing things that lose you games. And that's the one thing I think Dylan might be able to not do, is lose you games.
Think about this, Nick. I know that playing quarterback in the NFL is one of the toughest things to do. Well, I don't know it, but I've read that.
You've read it
and
enough.
And I've heard that from enough smart people.
Yeah. Yes.
So I know that playing quarterback is not equivalent to playing defensive tackle or linebacker or whatever the case may be. But if you have these other rookies that are starring for you on the defensive side, it is possible that your rookie quarterback can have a similar type impact for you on offense. Like, nobody's sitting here saying, well, too early for Carson Schwechinger.
Yeah.
Too early. Can't give him that responsibility.
Yep.
Can't put him out there. Mason Graham, too early. He's a rookie. He can't possibly thrive. No. Mason Graham has been great. Carson Schwechinger has been great. Quinshon Judkins has provided something to this running game. And by the way, folks, they're rookies.
Yeah.
Rookies can play sometimes. And maybe Dylan Gabriel is somebody who can play. Bo Nix played as a rookie, and he helped the Denver Broncos, and he played well for them offensively. We don't need Dylan Gabriel to go out there. The Browns don't need Dylan Gabriel to go out there and be Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. The bar is incredibly low because Joe Flacco has set it that low based on his play.
The word's functional.
Yes.
You need competent. A functional offense right now, and they're not functional. And quite frankly, and again, I like Joe. Have I mentioned I like Joe? I think he's a great human being. And by the way, I don't think that Joe is so washed he can't have any success. But with Dylan, if Dylan's bad this week, 5 weeks from now, I expect Dylan to be better. Wherever he starts, 5 weeks later, I expect there to be better. Because the more you play as a young player, there is growth. As long as you're having some functional success, you should expect growth. There's no growth. As a matter of fact, Joe has regressed. Week one, he was the offense, and he was quite functional. And then he was dysfunctional in week two, and he was a paralytic. In week three.
Man.
Like, he was paralyzed in the pocket to make anything, and all of his flaws are being drawn out now. I don't know how that gets better when the context around him, the offensive line isn't getting better. The pass catchers aren't getting better. The only thing that I think will get better is the run game, because I think Quinshon is finally hitting his stride. But even then, like, that can only do so much. If Joe can't move, or if Joe is paralyzed by, I can't turn this ball over, so I'm overthinking everything.
If I were to tell you, not knowing anything else about the situation or the circumstances, but if I were to tell you that a team's offense generated 16 points, essentially 10 the next week, then 6 the following week because I'm not giving the touchdown to the Browns offense.
That was the defense
setting them up at the 3 yard line. Like if the Packers would have punted, does anybody out there think that Joe Flacco led offense was going to drive 75 yards downfield for the score? No. So it was essentially 6 points, 16, 10 and six, not knowing anything else. You would be saying to yourself, what? Time to make a quarterback change.
Yeah.
Who else can we go to? What can we do that will make it be different? Fire the play caller?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a bunch of different things.
We did that one, yeah.
Right? Like, there are a bunch of different things that you would think, but mixed in that equation would also be, well, make a quarterback change.
Chris thinks that Dylan Gabriel should start. I agree with him. As a matter of fact, I haven't had anybody on the show this week that didn't agree. Why can't the Browns see what not just we can see, but you can see? We'll ask that of Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.